From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Health officials have identified a second Iowa producer as a source of salmonella-contaminated eggs. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, federal investigators now say eggs from two companies carry the same strain.
This new recall involves 170 million eggs shipped to at least 14 states. Together with the earlier recall, that means the total number of contaminated eggs reaches almost a half billion. About 1,300 people are thought to have been infected by eating salmonella-contaminated eggs, but officials predict the numbers will grow in the weeks ahead as cases that occurred in late July and early August get reported. Tens of thousands more people may have gotten infected but didn't seek medical attention or get tested. So far, no deaths have been tied to the foodborne epidemic. The new recall involves a company called Hillendale Farms. It sells eggs under five brand names. The affected eggs were sold between April and August. The other egg producer involved in the recall is Wright County Egg. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Russian and Iranian engineers are loading fuel into Iran's first nuclear power plant today. The move comes amidst international fears over Iran's nuclear program. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that Russia's nuclear chief says the plant should be operational by the end of the year.
Russia has agreed to move ahead with the final startup of the reactor over U.S. concerns. Washington has argued that launching the Bushehr nuclear power plant should wait until questions over Iran's nuclear ambitions are resolved. Iran maintains its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Moscow says the reactor will in fact contribute to the non-proliferation regime, pointing to a deal under which it will supply the fuel for the reactor and remove all spent fuel for reprocessing in Russia. However, Iranian news agencies report that the country's nuclear energy chief says Tehran does not have to buy fuel from Russia and can produce its own fuel. Work at Bushehr is monitored by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and experts say any move by Iran to produce plutonium for nuclear weapons would be quickly apparent. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
President Obama is taking Senate Republicans to task for blocking a campaign finance bill. Democrats support a bill that would blunt the impact of a Supreme Court ruling allowing companies and other groups to spend unlimited amounts of money on political advertising. The president says GOP opposition amounts to keeping the public in the dark about who's behind campaign expenditures.
You don't know if it's a big insurance company or a Wall Street bank. A group can hide behind a phony name like Citizens for a Better Future, even if a more accurate name would be Corporations for Weaker Oversight.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says it's an effort to rig the November elections and that Americans want Congress to focus on jobs. The bill passed the House back in June. From Washington, this is NPR News. According to a new study, earthquakes along California's San Andreas Fault occur far more frequently than scientists previously thought. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The research was conducted by scientists at the University of California, Irvine and Arizona State University and will be published on September 1st in the journal Geology. The findings, based on charcoal samples dug from the Carrizo Plain section of the San Andreas, show startling information. Instead of major quakes occurring every 250 to 400 years along the fault, the temblors actually occur much more frequently, every 45 to 144 years. UCI seismologist Lisa Grant Ludwig says the new information gives new impetus for Southern Californians to prepare for the inevitable. She likened that to watching storm clouds gather on the horizon. It doesn't definitely mean it's going to rain, Ludwig said, but it would be wise to take an umbrella so you're not caught unprepared. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
A wildfire that prompted some evacuations in Southern California's Angeles National Forest has been contained. Officials say the 120-acre fire broke out yesterday near the town of El Yermo in northeast Los Angeles County. Even though it's fully under control, Angeles National Forest spokesman John Wagner says authorities are still keeping a close eye on it and watching out for other potential fires.
The forest, because it's summer, and because of the dry climate, you know, the fire danger level is greater than normal right now. We have ranged it from high to very high.
Crews remain on the scene to mop up hot spots. The cause of that fire is under investigation. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.